now let's take a look at see what says in today's newspapers. It's Shane McElhattan.
The smiling face of Malaika Noor Al-Khatib dominates the front pages on a day no 8-year-old or her parents should ever have to contemplate, the morning of her funeral. The Irish Examiner reports the funeral will take place at the Muslim plot of Kilbarry Cemetery after Malaika's mother joins other women in ritually cleansing her body in the full ablution that is part of the Muslim funeral rites. At around the same time, the paper reports, the man suspected of taking her life is expected to be charged with her murder. The Irish Independent report says the man's believed to have attacked the mother in a row over a phone. The Irish Times coverage addresses the misinformation circulating about the killing, including content spread by far-right agitators on social media. Garda sources are quoted as saying no one who was applying for international protection or who had ever applied was linked to the case. The paper says Gardaí are also saying there was no racial component to the incident. The manoeuvrings around potential coalition government pacts get plenty of coverage. It's still Doyle up in the air is the Star headline. A theme seems to be emerging, with the Independence lead reporting that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael backbenchers want a deal with Independence, while the Times lead says that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are to renew a push for a deal with Independence. Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin seems to be using the media to send out signals of his own. The Examiner quotes him as saying any potential coalition partners would need backbone and character, people who can take the rough with the smooth to see it through. The Daily Mirror quotes him as saying anyone he talks to must be serious about entering government. The Irish Daily Mail lead headline claims that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are squabbling over the building as Taoiseach for the respective leaders, with Fianna Fáil TDs demanding that Micheál Martin be given 3 years as Taoiseach in a potential 5-year term to reflect their seat majority. The paper quotes an unnamed Fine Gael source as replying, well, if they feel so strongly, let them go to Sinn Féin. Michael McDool's Times column casts a wry eye on the reports that Fine Gael are seeking parity of esteem with Fianna Fáil on that role of Taoiseach. He writes that there was no talk of such parity of esteem with Fianna Fáil when Fine Gael was riding high in the opinion polls a week into the campaign. He also has a warning to Labour about entering coalition, saying that from day one they would be under a sustained and thunderous barrage from Sinn Féin, the Social Democrats and People Before Profit. And the Mail's coverage indicates the Labour Party TDs are of the same view, quoting senior party sources as saying it would be insanity for them to go into government without the Social Democrats. The defeat suffered by the Irish women's soccer team last night has all the papers reaching for their stock of heartbreak for the Irish headlines. Pain for girls in green is the Star's headline. Gary Doyle inside the paper echoes the analysis in other papers that the team failed to respond when the Welsh went one up. He says panic set in, passing became sloppy, their shape was disjointed, their decision-making nervy. Most of the papers cover the funeral of 89-year-old Mary Regan in Askey Church in Carlow. The reason? Well, local undertaker Rory Healy had gone on social media on Monday to voice his fear that no one would turn up to her funeral. She had lived in a nursing home in Carlow for 15 years. All her siblings had died before her and her partner had died a year ago. All she had left were distant relatives in West Cork. The Mail, among others, reports that when Rory Healy walked into the church for the funeral, he discovered that over 300 people had turned up to pay their respects. Finally, most of the papers find space to report the reaction of best-selling author Marion Keyes to the news that RTE is to produce a series based on 5 of her books on the fictional Walsh sisters. The Sun, among others, says the BBC has already bought the series and quotes Marion as saying, "It's been almost impossible to keep this a secret, and it's a great feeling. The news is now out."
Shane McElhattan.